Our correspondent Charlotte Dubinsky traveled to the Italian island of Sicily, which has been one of the main points of arrival for African migrants. And she talked to locals who say they are fed up with the inaction of Europe's authorities.
This is one of the many boats that brings rescued migrants from the Mediterranean Sea to ports like this one here in Sicily. And for many of those migrants, this will be the first time that they're setting foot on European soil. But the Italian authorities say there's so many migrants coming here to Italy that they might have to close the ports to migrant ships like this.
Italy says it's overwhelmed by the sheer volume of migrants that have landed here and that it's now having to look after, particularly here on the Isle of Sicily. And people on this island say they feel abandoned by the European Union.
It is not just the responsibility of Italy, it's the responsibility of Europe. There is far too much immigration. Italy cannot support all the arriving migrants.
They do nothing because their policies don't work. They just talk.
They have to help Italy. We're bearing the financial burden. I want other states, France, Spain and others, to do their part in helping the migrants. Because as Prime Minister Gentiloni said, everyone turns away and pretends not to see. To do nothing is wrong. Europe needs to help out.
And while the European Union has provided financial aid to Italy, it says it's not enough. And now EU lawmakers have said that they back calls by Italy to open up other ports along the Mediterranean coast, such as in Marseille in France and in Barcelona in Spain. But that is likely to be met with great resistance in both those countries. And some people suggest that what the European Commission is saying is little more than hot air.